You already know what time it is. Another episode of Sci-Fi Fendry Podcast. This time it's hot as fuck outside. We are at an exclusive pop-up at Eden the Lounge, hosted by none other than Deanna, the one you love, the one y'all done motherfucking seen a handful of times, my sister from another mister. You feel me? Motherfuckers are saying we look alike, so I guess we gotta rock with it. What y'all think? Y'all think we look alike? Do we look like cousins? Do we look like sisters? Do we just look like family? I'm trying to figure it out. Like,
I be like, is y'all being racist or what?
Listen, they said, yeah, y'all Latina, it doesn't even matter.
Right.
And, no bullshit, though, when people ask me, I be like, nah, she Mexican, I'm Puerto Rican. It's different. It's different.
You all know Puerto Rican.
We all love each other. Listen, right? Mexicans don't play either.
I know, listen. But we be like, man.
Fuck it, you feel me? Yeah. Everybody, honestly, though, people always think that I'm Mexican. So I be like, okay, I don't know if y'all are just guessing.
They guessing.
They think so, right?
They guess.
They like, fuck it, you gotta be something. So yeah, that's what I am. But what are we doing today? What's the reason for this event?
We got so we're out here at the pop-up. Yeah. We are at the Garden District. We are working with all different types of companies, podcasts, artists, creatives, entrepreneurs in the area. Like, we're down to work with everybody, honestly. So
It's a collaborative community event.
It's all about the hustlers. It's all about the community, and it's all about putting on for the people who are betting on themselves, because it's a beautiful thing, man. The grind.
Nah, girl. And it's all ages. They got food out here. That's the most important thing. When I popped up out here, it was mad food trucks. I was like, okay, y'all know mama's got to eat. So listen, it's food out here. It's vendors out here. There's a lot of different things, and it's not just clothing vendors, and it's not other podcasters. It's just me, y'all. It's just me. Exclusively Sci-Fi Vendor. But it's,
yeah,
you feel me? We got the brand out here going strong, but mad food, everybody's welcome, all ages, right?
Bring your mama, bring your papa,
sister, bring your cousin,
bring your ex, bring your baby mama, bring the baby!
Because we outside today with the family or by ourselves, you feel me? We're getting a little, I had a shot earlier already, it's never too early to start up. And you know, when you listening to Sci-Fi Fan, you need a drink in hand. Unless it's for the kiddies, get your sippy cups ready, because we lit.
We got Capri Suns and all that.
We got Ajale in the building with us. Okay, Ajale is over here doing tarot readings. So I had to pull her in and ask her a couple of questions because I am very interested. I've been watching, you ever seen True Blood?
I haven't.
Okay, well, it's like I'm very big on like those, I was going to say mysterious, but goddamn like mystical and stuff like that.
Metaphysical.
Yeah, like magical. Stuff like those type of shows. But my best friend put me on True Blood, so I'm watching True Blood right now. And there's like witches, warlocks, fairies, vampires. It's a, you know, it's a show like that. You feel me?
I'm adult gonna have though. To watch it.
Yeah, it's sex and stuff in there. So, you know, we're adult. But they have, wait, you're in our shot. We're filming, boo. We're filming. Okay. They have witches in it, and they do like tarot readings and stuff like that. How the hell do you get into that?
So, it's an interesting question. I started reading probably like 4 years ago. I used to work at Mystic Minerals over here in Orlando.
What is that?
It's a metaphysical store. We sell like crystals, herbs, herbal remedies, anything mystical, magical, like you'll find it in that store. And I just did them personally for guests that would come in. It wasn't like done professionally or for money. And it wasn't until I started up my business that I started incorporating that into my services. So one thing led to another, and now I'm like in it. I also do it like at a shop too, professionally.
How do you, okay, so are you a medium or you're a psychic?
Psychic.
Okay, so not a medium. They're not the same thing.
They're not the same thing.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
So mediums, basically look at mediums as like they consult with the dead people. People have crossover that are in the spirit realm. Which is kind of similar to a psychic, although a psychic, I feel like we all can tap into that. Mm-hmm. Like we all have a little bit of psychic in us. We're able to perceive things that are beyond our natural senses. It's that gut feeling you get. It's the little niggle in the back of your brain, that voice that comes through that tells you something you're not feeling right or you are feeling right about something. But I like to look at a medium as kind of like a channel. Like they specifically communicate with spirits.
And let me ask you something. Are you religious?
I consider myself more spiritual than religious.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't think you can't be religious within...
Actually,
like, your practice, you can?
Yeah. I like to consider my practice more open, more eclectic. So I see a lot of truth in a lot of different religions and philosophies. But when it comes to closed religion, like Christianity or, like, Muslim, those are more restricted, mm-hmm. and I'm more open.
I'm gonna lie, I'm Christian.
And see, there's a lot of Christian witches I know.
I don't get, like, I won't get readings or anything like that. And I'm not saying don't. So if y'all into it, come check her out. But I just don't, because I'm like, okay, to me, it's like, you know, you're not supposed to want to know the future. You're not supposed to know what God has planned for you. You're supposed to experience it. You know, I don't personally know what it is. I will say I entertain zodiacs. How true is the zodiac thing?
The zodiac, I feel like now it's kind of so watered down in our society that we kind of lost the essence of what the astrology really means. And the same thing with, like, psychic readings and stuff. Like, I know a lot of Christian witches who, like, dabble in this. But I think that the media kind of, like, misconstrues the understanding of it. And it's not, like, crazy, like, oh, you're going to get into a car accident in 3 days and fall sick. Like, they kind of try to instill that fear into us. It's not really telling your future. It's more so offering you different insight on how you're creating your reality. And, like, you know, it's fun. It's very interpersonal. So if you're into, like, developing your self-awareness and, like, personal development, things like that. So you're not going to get some, like, crazy, like, out of this world news that's, like,
Believe, like, okay, so I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
What does that mean about me? I need to know.
Cancer. So do you know your big three?
Shout out to the Cancer. What do you mean, like, my moon sign and all that shit? No, I don't. I'm not that well versed into it. I just know my birthday is July 3rd. That means I'm a Cancer. I am, honestly, from what people describe as a Cancer, I really am a Cancer. But I just want to know, what is your perception when you say, like, you know, what people are? What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Okay, so start with my Cancer, then we're going to get on to Aries.
I got you. So when people ask you, like, your zodiac sign, you usually give them your sun sign, which your sun sign would be Cancer. And the sun represents the self. It represents our ego. So it's basically how you view yourself. Cancers are very nurturing. They're deeply emotional. And they're one of the most intuitive because they're ruled by the moon. And the moon represents our feminine aspect, our intuitions, our subconscious. So Cancers... I'm a Cancer rising, so I know a little bit, like, y'all have such a heart that's, like, you want to just pour into people and, like, care for people and nurture people. Sometimes to a fault, because we get a little, like, unbalanced with our emotions, and it's kind of hard to, like, tell how we're feeling because we're constantly just, like, taking in a lot, feeling other people's emotions, and it's overwhelming at times. But that intuition be on point. I can't even lie. Cancer's intuition.
Motherfuckers can't get nothing
on
me.
All you need is a look, and, like, that's all you need.
Just a little something. Just listen. Don't fucking try to play me, because I'm Cancer.
Cancer is okay. A little more on the shadow side of Cancers. They can be a little delusional. They can be a little manipulative. And
I am not manipulative.
Not saying you're manipulative.
Is that the men's side of Cancers, or is that, like,
honestly,
in general?
Honestly, I think everybody manipulates, but there's more negative connotation to, like, manipulation.
My man's a Cancer. So it's like, it's a Cancer and a Cancer. Listen, I'm in trouble.
Oh, my God.
Shit is never, look.
Okay. Cancer and a Cancer.
I heard Aries are crazy, too.
Well, that depends on what you consider crazy.
Crazy as in strong. Very headstrong and very, like, how do I put this? Stern. In a way, like, don't put up with bullshit. Yeah. Very much, like, straightforward, and I do like that. I like that about Aries. I like that about Scorpios. I'm very cool with a lot of Tauruses, too, so I'm like, honestly, I don't know how much I believe about, you know, the sun and the moon and all of that shit, but I do believe in, like, when people are born around the same time frame in the world, like, seasons, basically. Mm-hmm. Seasons do affect our attitudes. Like, people born in colder seasons and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, so to me, that makes sense. And that's what I look at. And I'm like, okay, it's fun to say astrology, but I really think about, like, people born in around certain time frames, certain seasons, have similar behaviorisms.
Yeah, I feel that. I think with astrology, like, I like to look at it as your one-on-one guide to escape the matrix. Mm-hmm. Your zodiac signs represent different archetypes. They represent different qualities and personalities that you have inherent in yourself. So you're not just made up of one sign, you're actually composed of a bunch of signs depending on where the hell the moon and the sun, whatever the fuck, was when you were born and where you were born. That basically makes up your conscious and subconscious self. But I feel like now it's kind of like watered down. A lot of people are like seeing it as like a trending thing without really digging into the research, because there's layers to this shit. There's like, you know, I have a very base level of astrology that can get me by, but that shit gets like it's a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
It's a rabbit hole.
I took, what is it called? Mythology or whatever in college. Yeah, and I read a book about like all the Greek gods and stuff like that.
It was Greek mythology?
Greek mythology. I'm like, damn, it was something. But yeah, Greek mythology, one of the hardest classes I've ever taken. I had to write a bunch of thesis papers in that course. Girl, hell, I would never do it again. But I feel like it is hard. That has to be along the lines of like how complex astrology is. But how can the people find you? Where you at? Let us know.
Thank you. So I am posted up at Moon Dreams in Winter Haven, Polk County. I do readings there. I also sell my products. I sell natural holistic skincare products and metaphysical goods. So anything basically that you need to create your own self-love, self-care routine, I got it.
Is it giving Dr. Umar? Right? That's what it is?
Sebi. Very much so. I make sea moss infusion, sea moss soaps. So like,
do you do sea moss gels?
I do.
Okay, boom. Get y'all sea moss. Okay, if you're trying to get in shape and shit, healthy, get all that nasty things out your body, get all the good nutrients that you need. Hit up our girl.
What's your Instagram? My Instagram is Ajalay. It's my name. So AJELEAH, and my business page is Solstice Star Exchange.
You gotta listen. I'm gonna tag it because I know y'all can't spell it, but I'm gonna tag it. Okay,
it's a whole thing.
Thank you for being the first vendor to talk to us.
I was kind of nervous. I've never been on a podcast, but
yeah, it's real quick. You know, y'all know. Like I know, we make everybody family on this podcast. So
I appreciate you. Thank you.
A lot of this event is the beautiful women. So I have with me two amazing brands. I have Istong Season Period and Ave Don the Label. Y'all know it. You feel me? These ladies are, I made them come sit down with me because listen, I'm feeling a little bit motherfucking tipsy now at this point. But I want you ladies to talk about the sex appeal of your brand. How important is it for women to showcase sex appeal in the right way?
For me, I just feel that women with any type of body can show their sex appeal with their confidence. And that's why it's song season.
For you?
For me, just feeling confident and feeling sexy is so important. So whether it's in like a ribbed outfit or a thong bikini, I feel like show your body off. Like, do what makes you feel sexy.
Listen, I feel like women feel sexier when their body is showing more, no matter what size they are. So when you have brands that support that, it just makes you feel more of yourself and more confident. So it's thong season. Come on now. How do you appeal to the big ladies?
For the big ladies, I do have skirts. I have long sleeve. The thongs, it covers, it's pretty much like a one size fits all because it covers what it needs to cover, you know? I mean, nobody, sorry if I offend you, pussy lips is fucking ginormous. There's like,
my pussy is kind of, it's kind of fat. A little bit.
Like bigger than this fucking mic?
Nah.
Exactly. Like,
nah, but I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, if you got the little, what is it, like the turkey neck, it's cool. It's cool. It fits.
You're talking about the literal circumference of the.
I got a pillow.
The outer lips.
Yes, the pillow.
Okay, that's meant to be shown.
What?
Yes.
My pillow is not meant to be shown.
Yeah.
The what's not meant to be shown is your inner labia.
It's the gobble gobble.
It's the gobble gobble. That's not
the turkey neck cannot be shown, okay?
Everything else.
It's thong season, baby. The ass is out, but the coochie's fine. Listen, Susie has another brand. It's Ave Don the label. She is trying to sell some shit or whatever.
But she's even as because she has to attend to a customer.
She's doing some other shit or whatever. Okay, so listen. Since I got you with me, what is the biggest lesson you've learned with your business thus far?
It takes time, and it takes time. Never give up. Be consistent, and just keep going. Be you.
Come on, now, be real with us. What's the most annoying shit? What's something that you really, really realize? For me, it's the support. I don't have a team of everybody that people love me, but not everybody really supports you.
For me, it's like the hate, cause like girls be like low key hating. One time, some girl, she's my friend now. She's like,
she's
I'm not going to buy your things because the model that you have on your picture. I said, bitch, you supporting the model or you supporting me? Like, the fuck? I
mean, why does that matter?
Come on, you be the model then. Like,
right. Like, you do the shit. If you don't want something else, then you be the shit.
Exactly. Like, come be my model. I'm, like, glad. I love all the girls. If y'all, anyone wants to be a model, starting their model career, photographers, videographers,
hit her up, you feel me? Now look, we booking jobs. It's not just a podcast for listening. But if you wanna get some shit started, hit us up.
Yes, like
it's thong season, baby.
Come be on Sorry If I Offend You podcast. Fucking talk your shit. What's your you said
my
support?
Biggest thing, like I said, is like I've realized that people support you from a verbal versus physical. Like, I'll tell people, hey, I'm doing this pop-up, or I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And it's so hard for me to get more actual support. People are going to tell you that they support you all day, but will they really do it? You don't know until you put them to the test. And I've realized with this business, when you test people's loyalty, you really realize who they are.
I feel like nobody, especially like in the podcast industry and like musicians, artists, talent, they're not going to support you until like you're up there and they're going to be like, oh yeah, I know you. Then they want to come in and say all your shit. No, now you got to fucking pay. Now you got to fucking pay. Like,
okay.
Sorry.
Nah, no bullshit though. Like, there's people that I'm like, look, y'all got motion, you do what you're doing. Let me give you some clothing. Shout me out. They don't. So to me, the biggest lesson learned is everyone is not you.
Exactly.
So. It is what it is. You feel me?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Let the people know how the fuck they can connect with you.
They can connect with me on social media. It's Thong Season. My website is thongseason.com. My personal Instagram is KPB. I don't be on my personal Instagram like that. I'd be on the It's Thong Season one. Like, looking for pretty girls, some models, and things too.
So if you're looking for models, can they email you or can they reach out to you on Instagram?
They can reach out to me on Instagram or they can email me at itsthongseason@gmail.com.
You know, look her up. If you can spell, it's ITS Thong, THONG, Season, SEASON.
Yeah, .com.
That shit.
COM.
Come on now. Figure it out. But if you want to, you know, model with her, if you want to purchase her fire-ass bikinis that she has, listen, she is one of the nicest marketing branding that I've seen a lot, like, out here. For real, for real. So definitely, if you want quality, get up with her. Come on now. It's thong season, baby. She had to make a little run for it or whatever, but she's here. So we were talking about inclusive clothing. How do you make your brand inclusive?
Okay, so I feel like I take a little bit of a different approach from it. I'm a really big creative. So I have like a unisex line that is like camo jackets, very streetwear.
Which is
my Boyajin. I love that she says it properly. But yeah, it's my Boyajin label line. And that's like unisex men's and women. And then I also have my Ave Don label, which takes a more like sexy, feminine approach to my style. And that's like dresses, bikini, like custom swimsuits. But as far as like the Boyajin label, I want girls to feel sexy, like in a swimsuit, in a skin tight dress, in like some type of feminine design, but also in like baggy clothes. Cause you can be sexy in like an oversized jacket and some camo pants. You know what I'm saying? So my brand is very for the person who wants to be like really, really girly, but also has a very like tomboy street vibe style. It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you know, I'm very big on, I've worn bigger clothes, not to feel small, but just to feel comfortable. Like, I like to feel spacious in what I wear.
Yeah.
So I'll go with something more baggy, but when I want to feel sexy, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with skimpy.
Yeah.
For sure. So definitely Avedon and Boyajian are two different types of styles under the same type of label.
I call them like sister brands. It's all derived.
They're cousins.
Okay.
They're cousins.
It's all derived from like my family name. I made Avedon off of being obsessed with my grandpa and my mom. That's where that name comes from. And then Boyajian is my last name. So that's where Boyajian label comes from. So it's literally just two different brands, but like different types of brands, but under the same brand. So look at it like that, like night and day.
Let me ask you something. What is the biggest regret that you have with your brand in general or in life?
That's a good question.
Is it?
That's a good question. Okay, so far.
She doesn't tell me a lot. Just so you guys know, we are best friends.
She's lying.
She does not tell me a lot that I ask good questions.
She's lying. So. I fuck up all the time, and I tell her every time I fuck up, and she knows everything about me, but she's never asked me this question.
Do I know everything about you?
Everything. I'm pretty sure. I mean, literally everything.
I don't know the answer to this question.
Because I've never thought about it, but my biggest, I don't have any regrets with my brand right now. I do want to scale, and I feel like to scale, I'm going to have to get out of feeling like I'm the only person that's like creatively available to help me grow. Like, I don't like to take other people's, like, I ask you your ideas. But other than that, like, I don't want to have to bring someone onto my team to help me scale. I don't want to take someone else's ideas. So I know I need to get out of that because, you know, I think that's what's stopping me, is not trying to add on a team. But I'm so particular that I don't want to add somebody onto a team. They steal all my ideas. They fuck
sometimes
up my shit.
Sometimes you are all you need to make yourself successful.
But it's we need a team. You need a team.
You have me.
Yeah, and you have your own brand that's thriving, by the way. So there's like, she used to be able to help me all the time, and more her brand just takes off, and her personal like job and her like personal endeavors.
Susie likes to take her time to gas me. Oh, sorry. Why would you walk in the middle of our frame? Fucking idiot. I don't think he noticed either.
It's all right. I'm not gassing you. You're literally just the most amazing person on this earth.
Amen.
Yes.
Wanna sip my drink?
Yeah.
Too bad. Okay.
That was nice. I'm used to this, though.
You know, I used to gas my best friend's brand. Not sorry if I offend you, but Avedon the label and Boyajian label. Where the fuck can we find you online and on Instagram and on TikTok?
Literally.
So wherever the fuck you're looking, you're going to find her.
Literally.
She does custom wear. She does street wear. She does clothing as far as, like, formal wear.
I just started to crochet, so if you're looking for some
crochet. She's making book covers and things like that. So, yes. You know, anything that you need, you can reach out to her.
Literally. And I don't know if you guys know this, because she doesn't promote it at all, but it's, like, part of her business. But when you guys need customs and you guys need your shit to be, like, fly, it's gonna always have a Sorry If I Offend You logo on it, but my girl definitely be with the shits. So
I do be with the shits, but how can people fuck with you?
You guys can fuck with me on Instagram at Avedon Label. It's AVE, like Avdon, AVEDON Label. And then Boyajian, BOYAJIAN Label. And then also Susie Boyajian. Y'all can fuck with me on my own personal Instagram because I'm really funny.
Listen. She's not that funny on Instagram, but message her, hit her up about customs, things that you're looking to find, and she got it for you.
I got it for you. Anything that you want, anything that you need customized, literally, like, if you need me to stalk your boyfriend and DM him to make sure he's not cheating on you, I'll do that too. So,
all right. Listen, my boys had to come and pull up on me. Poppin' snacks, you know.
The only one with
all this shit.
Brand new shipment, too. Exotics only. It's a lifestyle.
Come on. Let us know what the fuck you got going on. You pulled up here for a fucking reason.
That's a fact.
So, yeah.
Well, first of all, we want to say congratulations. The pop-up's looking real good. Make sure you copy your Sorry If I Offend You merch. It's lit. So, I'm Aaron. It's Jose.
Poppy Snacks.
That's a fact. McLaren on Instagram. Poppy Snacks on Instagram. So we pretty much we have the only full exotic snack store here located in Orlando. The first
only
one.
Full exotic.
We lit. It's lit. Everything comes imported from all over the world. Come check us out. We have online at Poppin Snacks, PopinSnaxFL on Instagram. We also have online www.poppinsnacks.com. You can find all your exotic snacks.
Come on, pull up, it's lit. And you know, when I featured on the pod, this was my favorite fucking snack. If you watch the episode, it's Out East Podcast. If you watch the motherfucking episode, you know I was chowing down on these motherfuckers.
That's a fact.
Poppin Snacks has the best snacks that you can even think of. Shit that you don't even know. Like, goddamn matcha chocolate.
Spicy lobster.
You feel me? Like, what is the most unique snack that you have in the store?
So my favorite right now is going to be the avocado cream cheese. Those is crazy. They hit crazy. Some may say it's regular, but it's not. It's an experience in total.
I like the Cheetos that you got, the butter garlic cheese ones.
I'm a Cheetos girl.
Smacking. Come on now. Different right there.
I can't wait. I watch anime and shit. I can't read this motherfucker.
Oh, it goes hand in hand. Like, yeah, you're going to be good. Yeah.
I'm going to just Google that shit. I don't need to read it. If I can Google it, I'm good.
Translate it. Always.
What y'all got going on, though? Let the people know what y'all got going on. It's not only snacks. It's clothes.
That's a fact.
It's
so,
a podcast. Come on now. A
little bit of everything going on. We trying to sell the experience more than just the snacks. We got the clothes. This is the Rich in the 90s shirt. A lot of unreleased stuff coming out real soon. As you might have seen, we did some, you know, Nisa helped us out. We did a couple of dope shoots. We also have our Poppin Snacks merch coming out real soon as well. We have a few items in stock right now, but we got more coming real soon too. So stay tuned. Follow our Instagram. Follow our website. You'll see everything there.
What's the Instagram, though? You know people can't spell, so you got to get it right. So Jose is the model, so he's just in the back.
I'm just the guy that sits here and looks good.
So we're at Pop and Snack. So it's like as if you're from up north, Pop, P-O-P, N as in Nancy, and then Snacks is spelled S-N-A-X. Now, we in Florida, so we had to put that F at the end. Follow us. We lit.
Let me ask y'all something, though. Before y'all get off, I've been asking every vendor that's here, what is the biggest lesson that you've learned or the biggest regret in growing a business that you've had thus far?
I mean, I don't think there's no regrets because everything's a learning lesson. So, you know, even your biggest downfalls are your biggest come-ups. But the best thing I could, you know, advise anyone is just, like, really just, you know, just observe, know your audience, and just, you know, and listen to the feedback and, you know, and give the people what they want. That's it.
But,
you know, it's not about you. At the end of the day, you know, like, you do this, you know, for your people, so, you know, you got to give them what they want.
But I would say just stay true to yourself. Whatever you feel is what you want to push, push it to the hardest. Push it hardest. Stay true and just go crazy. Like he said, there's no regrets. Everything you do is a lesson learned. So just keep it moving. People are going to try to steer you other way. But just like I said, stay true to yourself.
Keep that shit real. And listen, we're going to go take a shot. So
that's a
fuck
fact.
Y'all
Let's
till
go.
Then.
Two shots.
Deuces.
Listen, Swaz is back with us. If you did not know, it is the famous artist Swaz. He is back on the pod with us. Come on now, speak into the mic.
What's goodies?
You feel me? What did you cop today? What did you cop so far?
Oh, I bought some shit from my boy K&T. Got some vintage shit, you feel me?
Little some.
I'm always a fan of, like, the vintage anime type of shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm about to get some food from Maxwell's over there.
Listen, the food is number one, and you have to get it. Twas is another entrepreneur with us. Twas, I've asked every entrepreneur, but what is the number one biggest regret that you have in your company? Swimming for that 100,000.
Nah, not taking it serious enough when I was younger, like when I was in my early 20s type shit, but it was a growing period, so I can't regret it. I don't even think about that shit no more, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me, but.
What do you see now? Like, what are the differences that you see and the changes you see? Come on, now check us out.
I see nothing but opportunity, you feel me? It's not about opportunity ahead. Orlando's booming, and all the entrepreneurs are starting to connect. These venues are starting to work with us, so. It's just about to be nice.
What's something you got working on? Come on now.
I got a show. I got a show called Million Days on October 1st at the space station.
Where is that at?
I booked the spot.
You're like, shit, I don't know. My biggest takeaway in life is love people how they love you. Show people love the way that they show you love. You know, whether it's relationship, whether it's family, whether it's business. Show people love the way that they show you love, because not everybody is you. And if you keep expecting you from other people, you're always going to feel some type of hatred and some type of regret. And I know that, you know, you just spoke on how you feel. So what's your biggest takeaway in life?
My biggest takeaway is, like I said, bro, hey, so you
speak up.
Damn, bro, I'm gonna yell into the mic. Yo, my biggest takeaway in life is that everything is temporary. If you're an entrepreneur and your shit not working right now, or
keep
you just
pushing.
feel like you stuck, all you gotta do is keep pushing. That shit gonna play out for you. Cause believe me, I've been doing this shit for a long time, and all my fruits of my labor is starting to come together. So just don't take, if you wanna, just take all the opportunities. Make that phone call. Make that, you know what I mean? Send them emails. Do what you gotta do type shit, you feel me? Like,
right, because sometimes it's not right now, but it's eventually.
This shit not hard. If you can get somebody, if you can get one person to buy your shit, you can get a million people to buy your shit. It's that simple.
One person love you, everybody gonna love you, right?
Not everybody.
A lot of people.
A lot of people. I don't want everybody to love me. I'll be too paranoid, you feel me? Like, fuck all that.
A lot of people love you, not everybody.
A lot of people love you, but somebody, you know, if somebody loves you, that means somebody hates you too. Don't forget that.
Look, life lessons with Twas. It ain't the first time, it is the second time, okay?
Hey,
we doing it, right?
I'm fucking hungry. It's lit out here, though.
We're back. And I got Tiff in the motherfucking building with me again. Those of you who are loyal listeners, you already know who this goddess is. Come on now. We've been waiting for her podcast to drop. But coming soon.
Yeah, I promise you it's coming soon. I know I said that. But you got to give me to at least October to get my shit together.
We're going to give you some motherfucking time.
We'll be back.
But look,
yes.
Listen, I've been asking people questions, but what is the biggest thing that you would take away from life? What is the biggest regret you might have? What's the biggest lesson that you've learned? Something like that.
Biggest regret from life. I think for me, the way I see things sometimes is life is really short, very short, excuse me. And I've learned that the hard way of watching people pass away or, you know, watching those people that I let in my life and out my life. I'm one of those who always say that I don't feel like people are mistakes in my life. They're not a mistake if they come into my life and ruin shit with me. They're just good people, you know, like they're showing me the lesson that I need to learn. And maybe it wasn't good what they did to me, but I don't take nothing for granted. I never regret what I've done. I always take it as, don't do it again, or here's your lesson learned.
You are, okay, so look, you're the first person I asked this, but I've been thinking about it. Are you Krishan or Jaden when it comes to the blue face drama?
I want to say for me, maybe it's Jaden.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because Krishan is too much. She do too much. And I feel like a lot of things that she does is to be who she is and, you know, show everybody. Because I'm sure before Blueface, she wasn't that type of woman. Mm-hmm. You understand? But the toxic men bring that toxic out of you. Or what they do bring you to do what you do.
For me, I said toxic people.
Oh, definitely. No, right. But I feel like, look, Jaden got one up. He always gonna run back to her.
Yeah.
I'm always gonna be that girl you run back to, because you gonna remember what you got.
Oh, that's it. Look, no matter motherfucking what, you gonna run back to her ass or whatever.
No, definitely.
I definitely think, like, on a toxic stand or, like, toxic people and dealing with them, that is true. Like, a toxic person is gonna kind of, no matter what, they're always gonna somewhat insinuate in toxic behavior.
Yeah.
So no matter what, if you're dealing with toxic people, you're going to continuously encounter toxic situations, behaviors, and things like that. So
definitely,
if that's not something that you want for yourself, you have to completely exile yourself from that type of behavior and what people want, right?
And it's cute, you know, sometimes I'd be like, oh, I'm a little toxic sometimes because I like certain things, but is that toxic or is that just what I like?
Right.
It's just what I like. I wouldn't say toxic. Toxicity has become such a popular thing because people think it's cute to be toxic, or girls think they want to be toxic for their men and that's going to turn them on. No, it's not cute all the time. Sometimes things that people do, you're just like,
I think most people don't like toxic. Like,
they may not tell you they like it, but they like it deep down inside. They like that stuff, yes. You got to see when those men react to, you know, things you do. Oh, I'm done with you, and then come right back to you. I'm done with you, then come right back to you. Hurt your feelings,
so hurt and then they come right back to you, they're toxic. That's a toxic trait that they have. And guess what? You allow it, so they keep doing it.
And people will do onto you what you allow.
Right.
Point blank period. No matter what situation, whether it's like relationships, whether it's business, whether it's friendship, people will keep doing to you what you allow them to do. So if you don't want somebody to do something to you, stop allowing them to do it to you.
Period.
Fucking period. And listen, Tiff, when the fuck we gonna hear your podcast?
I'm not gonna give y'all another date, okay? Because I said by my birthday, I ended up going to Costa Rica, and I had so much
fun. She was living her life, or whatever.
I was living my life, and honestly, for me, it's just like, it's so weird. I told you this on the last episode that we had together, where, you know, I spoke to a healer, and they told me, don't rush your podcast. When it comes, and you're gonna know when that time is, you understand? So if I rush it because people want me to do it, it ain't gonna come out how I want it to come out. Right. So now, I'm at the point where, like, I'm a little bit more motivated. Like, okay, let's get this done. Because it's going to happen. I ain't spent money on that equipment to just sit in my house, okay? So it's definitely going to happen. I don't want to set a date, but I can tell you for sure sometime in October, at least my first episode will be out.
So, you know, Naked and Mind podcast, it is on the way. You know, we don't have a date for it, but it's on the way. And y'all know, y'all heard it first. Venue podcast. We are featuring the Naked Mind podcast, as well as Tiff, you know, the one, the only, the one you love to love.
I love that.
Come on now.
Yes. Bye.
Listen, come on now. We have another guest. Y'all know I am bringing any and everyone from this event. It don't matter who the fuck you are. I'm pulling you in on the podcast. And look, Google came to show me love. So always. I'm pulling in on the motherfucking podcast. Come on now, tell the people who you are, what you fucking with.
So I am Rebecca Lulu. I do photography. I am in Orlando, Central Florida. If you need any type of photography, children's photography, we did a clothing shoot the other day. That'll be coming out within the next few days. That's going to be pretty dope, so check that out. So any type of photography you need, anything out here, you can look for me, and I'll definitely be able to get that done for you and make something happen.
What's something, when you got into photography, what's something you were like, oh shit, I didn't know this is what I had to go through?
I feel like people are a lot more critical of themselves than I thought. Like, I know Photoshop is a thing. I know, like, editing is a thing. But, like, people literally don't want to look like themselves at some point. Like, some people, like, a little tweak, I get. You know, like a scar or something. Like, I understand the insecurity. But, like, changing the picture so it doesn't even look like you is, like, so confusing for me.
And people ask you to do that?
People, like, Photoshop the shit out of their stuff. So it's like, if you really do that, when you look back on life, that's not what you never look like that. So what's the memory of when you were fake? Because you really didn't look like that. Like, I want to capture people and let them see how beautiful they are in themselves. Again, a scar, I understand. I have my insecurity. But, like, the whole thing, it just make you look like a Barbie. It's like, it's
so
not
within
realistic.
Your photography, you're reaching out more to natural beauty?
I prefer natural beauty. Like, I'll be there for anybody that wants to get content made. But, like, again, I just want to I want you to feel beautiful in you. Like, I don't want you to have to change. Like, my job is to make you feel beautiful. Like, I have people that are like, don't take a picture, I look horrible. And then I take it and they're like, damn, I look good. I'm like, that's my job, is to find the angle to make you feel confident. Like, so it's hard. Photography's hard. Like, being, I'm like this, sitting here, I don't want to be behind the camera. It's like, it makes you nervous. But, like, once you're open with yourself and you feel comfortable, like, I feel like it makes a big difference, and hopefully people are more accepting of themselves one day.
How true is it that the camera, the camera gives you 10 pounds? How true
I think
is that?
That's more in videography. I think it's like TV, because I don't really see it too much, but it's all angles too.
I think right? I see it. Yeah. I'm like, hold on now. I look chunkier than what I look like in the camera, in the mirror.
I think it's all about the angle, so you gotta know your angle. Like, even if I take a picture, I try to take it from like four angles. To know, like, what I think looks best or what they're more comfortable with. Like, I might think you look great from the bottom. Some people are like, ooh, no, I want to look a certain way. So it's really the angle, I think. Like, and working with the person that you're, like, creating the art with, because then they'll make you feel comfortable in your own angle.
How do you connect with people that you shoot videos with, though? Like, or not videos, but, like, pictures. How do you connect with them?
To network and get them to actually
just
do them.
In general, how do you
talk
connect
to
with
everybody?
Somebody, like,
I literally, as much as I don't like being in front of the camera, I don't mind talking though. Like, I'm good with talking to anybody.
She put her shades on.
Like,
listen, she put her shades on.
I'll take them off. and I get comfortable. No, I just talk to everybody. Like, it doesn't matter how old you are, who you are. Somebody knows somebody. Like, I took an Uber the other day, and the lady, I just so happened to have my camera, was going to shoot, and I talked to her about it, and she was like, my best friend is looking for a photographer for Quintanilla, and I didn't know anybody. She was like, perfect. Like, now I'm going to give her your information. Right. So it was just not being shy, because you never know who you're going to meet, and that one person could change the whole course of everything that you're doing. So I just try to connect with everybody that I come in contact with and try to, like,
make just, people feel comfortable.
Yeah,
with you,
and
right?
I'm good with talking to my bartend. So, you know, we met each other through bartending. Yeah. So it's comfortable for me to talk to anybody. It's just with being confident in myself to be like, okay, this is, I know that I'm amazing. I know my work is worth it. Like, just being confident in myself makes people more confident in you sometimes.
For sure. If you could tell yourself something, like your 5-year-old self or something like that, like, what would you tell your younger self to bring you where you are today?
I would just tell her not to give up and just always keep trying and just know that it's always going to work out. Like, I think I've always been confident in myself and knew, like, if I wanted to do it, I could do it. I just have to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. But sometimes you, like, lose your focus and you're just like, damn, is it worth it? Like, it's going to take time, you know? Starting, you've been doing this for a while. Like, starting anything, it's not going to be 2 months. It's going to be years before it really takes off to be something. So it's just putting in that work and making sure that you're consistent and you're a positive person, because your positive energy is going to bring positive people and things, and just, I just try to stay as positive as possible. So I would just tell her, stay positive, you got it, and
listen,
be yourself
your energy,
forever.
Your energy reflects how other people treat you and the energy they give you. So if you're happy-go-lucky, people are going to almost feel inclined to be happy with you.
Yeah, you can't be sad around happiness.
You can't be sad around somebody who feels nothing but positivity. And the more negative energy you bring into your life, the more negative energy you're going to get out of your life.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the people around, like, I've definitely distanced myself from certain people and just, like, focused on creative people or people with businesses or people around my age that are doing something, because it's hard to be around people doing something and not do anything. You're going
to
feel like a bum, even if you're not a bum. You're like, damn, everybody's doing
something.
Look,
if somebody else is doing something, you're going to do it with them.
Right. And
that is how we plug you in on the internet.
So if you look for me on Instagram, I'm at @what_lulucs on Instagram. Check me out. We have pictures, videos. We have our latest
all
video
shit
coming out. So
you know,
check
with
us
me.
Out.
Erin, come on now. Hold on now. Erin's back in it.
Hey.
Erin, say what's up. Erin's back in it.
Just pop the head. Popping snacks, pop the head. But no, just look me up. Again, we all have collabs coming out. Look for everything. We have some cool stuff coming out. So just
calendar, your
it
calendar. Come on
the
now.
Calendar
the
is
calendar
out
is gonna feature
Sci-Fi
Benji. July.
Yes.
Come
so
on now.
This is Miss July coming out. She'll definitely be there. But definitely tap in within the next like month and a half. We're gonna have promo and details for all that. A lot of local Orlando businesses and local Orlando models or people coming out. So definitely just try to tap in. Everybody link them together, and thanks again.
Okay. We got Jess back on the motherfucking pod. Her resale.
Good
listen,
to be back.
She
good
ain't,
be back.
Like, come on now, the best place to be. Jess is another vendor out here. Come on now. She's selling the tightest shoes that you can even motherfucking find. Come on now. What is the hardest thing about sneaker reselling that you would say to the people?
Oh, honestly. Oh, it was just the load-in. The load-in. Yeah. No, I'm playing. Just sort of, gosh. The prices today aren't what they used to be, but just like every market is kind of down. So it's sort of just anticipating what the consumer wants. But I don't know, I'm just having fun.
How do you stay on top? Like, how do you stay on top? I know you have network that you're working with. You have a lot of sponsorships, Crep, right?
Crep Protect, yeah, shout out to Crep Protect.
They clean my sneakers because look, I use them.
Okay.
That shit clean my sneakers real good.
Okay.
So how do you stay on top to be relevant in the sneaker game?
Gosh, it's hard. So I feel like if you're not, I don't know, I try to just stay on top of the trends, you know, I just, and I remain flexible. If you're not flexible, you're doing something wrong. So, like, if your business isn't changing every 6 months, you gotta, like, look within, you know, you can't remain stagnant, you can't be afraid of change, yeah, because, like, even right now, the game is not what it used to be.
Definitely,
you know what I mean?
It's definitely changing, ever changing.
Yeah.
Just like real estate game, you feel me?
Yes.
Like, I feel like anything that you invest
any market,
into,
yeah.
Any market that has to do with investing has grown so heavily now that it's wild. So what advice would you give people if they want to now invest into sneakers or now invest into anything?
I mean, just like anything, like do your research. Don't just like YouTube or Google one person and take their advice. Like,
that's
spend
me.
Some time. Nah, spend. You gotta spend some time.
Now
like,
I got Jess, so I'm gonna ask her a hella question. Jess put me onto some sneakers recently. Okay. Come on now.
But also, you know, like, play devil's advocate with yourself. Like, right. Also look at the downside of something so that, you know, you can figure out what like, the bad things are, the good things. So, sort of, like, you can anticipate, like, what the downsides are. So, let me give you an example. So, right now, it's slow for all the retailers. The back to school to Black Friday is very, very slow. So if you were a new seller, you'd be like, damn, this shit is like not for me. But if you were a new seller getting into the sneaker game right during the holiday season, you would have like a different mindset. So you just need to do your research, right? So I don't know, stick with it. And
never give up, right?
Never give up, be flexible. That's my main source of advice.
And yeah, right, stay fresh. Actually, that is Jess's number one, is stay fresh, because Jess got the freshest motherfucking sneakers that you could find. Look, you heard it last time, but you're going to hear it a motherfucking again. It's her resale. Come on now. It's HE_RESALE. Come on now. Let's go.
And Instagram, stop tripping, man. Let me get her resale without the underscore. There's nobody that has it.
Y'all are tripping now. Instagram, we are going to come at you. Let us have the ad name. And that's it. Shit.
Sorry to offend you. Her resale. Let's go.
Catch me on sorryifioffendyou.shop. That's where you can catch all of your exclusive gear. If you want something that's custom, we definitely got it for you. Just DM us at sorryifioffendyou on Instagram. Two U's at the end of that U. Everything else is spelled motherfucking properly. So, you know, it's been another motherfucking week. I know y'all miss us. We miss you. And we got more content. So, you know, fuck with us online, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff. We're here for you. And you know what? Drink your water. Because I've had a bunch of alcohol to myself, and I'm drinking some water to mellow it out. So, you feel me? Get your hydration on. Okay? Sorry if I offend you. We're going to catch you every single motherfucking week on this shit.